Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
Autumn is a perfect time to put some new trees in the ground. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field. From the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences, it's Patrick Murphy. Hello, Murph.
Hi, Laura.
Well, we're talking about planting trees and some techniques about that, and that's because we have a tree planting workshop coming up on Saturday, October 15th from 10 a.m. to noon. That's out at the Community Cancer Center in Normal. It's to help celebrate GLT's 50th anniversary. You can register for the workshop at WGLT.org. And if you can't go to the workshop, I thought, okay, let's pick Murph's brain today and find out about tree planting techniques.
I'll see you out at the workshop, but before then, let's talk about your decision to plant a tree. So you want to plant a tree, do you? You want to plan your decision on what to plant and where to plant it.
Okay. Best practices.
That's the best practice, and it's the best approach. And it protects the money that you spend on the tree, and it also prevents you from wasting the labor that's going to be required to plant this tree and have it be successful. So to honor the corporate gods here at Grow, I have to start off with the right tree, right place. There's a great, great source for homeowners, contractors, arborists, utility foresters, you name it. They have the breakdown on how to assess where to plant your trees.
Now, can you find that information on the tag on the tree, or do you have to do serious research?
Some nursery tree tags have a bounty of information. Others are a little more ambiguous.
Okay.
They're in the business of selling that tree or that plant, so they're going to give you the best statistics. They might not say, make sure you plant this at least 60 feet away from any power line or power pole. They might not say that, but that is something that Right Tree, Right Place, which is brought to us by the International Society of Arboriculture, that is something that is a source as well, and that's also the governing body that makes everyone an arborist with credentials.
Yes.
You can also go to local extension. We love extension. Taxpayer funded, doesn't cost you anything unless you're sending in something to the plant lab or you're looking for a soil test. You might not get the answer right that minute, but you'll get a documented answer from extension. Local nurseries that sell the trees you're thinking about buying, as well as the local landscape professionals that broker and sell these trees, they might even deliver it and help you plant it. But these are other sources of information. I am a source of information. I can be contacted through the Illinois State University's Department of Biological Sciences, and I also have an Illinois State University Fell Arboretum Facebook page. I would love to hear from you, and I'll give you as much help as I can because I want you to succeed, because that's what we're trying to do here. We want to succeed and add these trees to the world. The trees make the world a better place. All you got to do is spend 5 minutes on the quad and see how the kids, the students, interact around the trees. What other convincing would you need?
Okay, well, let's say we want to plant a tree, and we want to plant, let's say, an oak tree.
That's a great example. The state tree is a white oak. That's a big tree.
Mm-hmm.
But when you buy it, it looks charmingly small.
Of course.
So you want to avoid crowding and overplanting that oak or any other shade tree, even your small ornamentals. If you were to visit the ISU Fell Arboretum, you can see lots of cases where small to medium-sized trees have grown to their glory next to other large shade trees, and the result is they're both a little bit misshapen. They're imperfectly perfect. There's nothing bad about it necessarily, but if there were just a few more feet, 10 or 12 feet between those two trees, you would have had them interacting without touching, and then they both grow to their full glory.
So even if it looks stupid to have a small tree sitting by itself in a space, you're doing that because you're thinking of the future and the growth of that tree.
Yes, Laura. And you know what looks even stupider is after that tree grows in. Okay, so yeah, you know, it looks really cool planted 15 feet from the door for the first 5 or 10 years. But then this is another little thing that applies to Right Tree, Right Place, and it's sleep, creep, and leap. So you plant that tree in the first year, not much is going on. Most of what's going on is below ground Once the below-ground establishment takes place, then the growth begins to creep in. So now you're talking 2 or 3 years after planting, you start to see a creep of above-ground growth. Now you know below and above ground are settled, and then you see the leap of growth.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show. For those who like to get their hands dirty, this week we're talking about tree planting. And I can always use some advice, Murph, about the hole for planting the tree. Do I need to make sure that the sides are like straight up and down, or can it be kind of a sort of a sloppy hole?
Kind of a sloppy, tapering, trapezoidal-shaped hole is what we're looking for nowadays, where it's wider at the top and narrower at the bottom. There are lots of nursery tags and old information sources that show this cylinder-type hole in the pencil drawings. We know now, because of science and brilliant people in biology, horticulture, botany, agriculture, and forestry, that the roots are in the top couple inches of soil. They're definitely in the top foot of soil or less. That's where the soil is the youngest, and that's where it's the richest in a lot of cases. So if you are using an auger to dig this cylinder hole, all you got to do is knock the shoulders off of it. So now the hole is wider at the top than it is at the bottom. You got to think about, are you planting a container tree or a ball and burlap tree? What's the difference? Ball and burlap tree has been severed from its roots when it was harvested. The container tree could be the same amount of years old, so you get two trees side by side, the three-year-old container tree, the three-year-old ball and burlap tree. The container tree may have less of its adult character, but they make up for it because they are attached to all of their roots because it's in the pot.
Okay.
That tree is going to work right away. Ball and burlap trees can take a while.
Define a while.
It could take more than a year.
Really?
It could take
to
more than a year.
To establish that.
That's right.
Wow.
So then there's a sleep, creep, and leap, but it's even slower with the bald and burlap tree. And after you do get it planted, you want to protect that tree. You want to maintain its straightness with guy wires and stakes.
Okay, so you're cool with that, but how long?
I would say for a year.
Okay.
And then another thing with the guy wires and the stakes, you don't use them to straighten the tree. You apply them to maintain straightness. So if you plant the tree and it's crooked, and your plan is to just tie up one of the guy wires and crank the tree over to straight, it will not stay there. Once you cut the wires away,
plant it straight.
That's right.
And should there be a little bit of slack in those guy wires to account for maybe some wind and things?
Exactly, Laura. We don't want our guy wires to girdle the tree. We want them just to be there, so the tree has something to lean against during the winds of a storm or something like that. And tree protection also means guarding it from the varmints. So here on campus, we have a vigorous squirrel population.
Boy.
They like to kind of go and explore what's newly planted, and that's why you sometimes see the black corrugated tile tree guard on there.
Mm-hmm.
The wound on a newly planted tree can be a major setback, and you want to avoid that. Another thing of tree protection is hammocks, carving in trees, planting near trees, those are all things that are, they seem innocent and innocuous, but they can have a negative impact. They can damage the roots. They can damage the actual above ground parts too. And here's the main key to success, Laura. Once we've done all these things, water.
Water, 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 water.
Oh, the ISA has conducted research, 72% increase in the success of that tree growing with diligent watering.
Okay, Murph, that is a great how-to, and of course, watering is ultimately important. Next week on GLT's Grow, it's a question from John in West Virginia about late bloomers and the dangers of frost. If you've got a gardening question or problem that you'd like Murph to handle, just go to our website, wglt.org/grow, fill in the form, and send it along to us. It's wglt.org/grow.